Hey everybody, this is Mike with the Mountain Weekly News. Welcome to episode number 9 of Everything Snowboarding and More. Thank you for tuning in this week. We've got a great episode in store for you. Unfortunately, this week we are kicking off this episode with more sad avalanche death news. Over at Grand Targhee Resort on last Sunday, a local Jackson Hole resident who had just moved here from Mexico ended up dying in an avalanche. He was at the top of the ski resort and decided to take a photo by going underneath a closed boundary sign. And unfortunately, that closed boundary was to warn of a cornice. So the 30-year-old gentleman, who was a local in Jackson, ended up walking out onto this cornice. The cornice collapsed and he fell down and ended up being buried in an avalanche going over a set of cliffs. Where this really hurts is the gentleman was from the town of Tlaxcala, Mexico, and Tlaxcala is where most of the Latinos in Jackson, and we've got a massive Latino community here, this is where they all are from. So this really affected our local Latino community. The one thing, I did speak to some of the local Latinos, and they did say that they all believe that this was an accident and it was not a random act of God. So unfortunately, this gentleman, according to the Avalanche Center report, a skier clicked out of his bindings, walked out of bounds, under a rope line, onto a closed backcountry area on top of a cornice. So he ended up falling through. And what's interesting about this avalanche death, and this is very similar to a lot of the other ones we've had this year, he did not die of asphyxiation. He actually died of trauma. And the trauma was a broken neck after falling off the cornice and ping-ponging down rocks in an avalanche. So yeah, it's really unfortunate. As soon as we have information in regards to the Kickstarter campaign, I will be publishing that. And yeah, it's going to cost $10,000 to send his body back to Mexico. He was a hardworking man. He had started his business here in Jackson. Just really unfortunate. So that ended up being the 20th avalanche death this year here in the States. That's way too many. Earlier, a couple days before that, we had the 19th avalanche death in the United States, and that actually took place in Wyoming, and it was a snowmobiler that died. And he also died from actually hitting a tree and breaking his neck. He was wearing a helmet, airbag, all that stuff is not really going to help when you end up in an avalanche and you're going down the mountain with big blocks of snow and trees and rocks. I really think we need to teach people how to stay out of avalanches instead of everything else. So yeah, it's unfortunately just really sad news that continues to happen within this industry. Some more sad news, this time from the state of Wyoming. Well, we've been talking about Wyoming, but the Wyoming Senate on Monday voted to advance a bill that would make possession of more than 3 ounces of marijuana edibles a felony. Okay, so let me backtrack here. The state of Wyoming is considering making possession of 3 ounces of edibles, like brownies, a felony. And this would be based on the weight of the actual cookies or the brownies. This is nuts. You know, in a state where, you know, we... I don't know. I thought this was a Republican state. I thought they didn't want the government involved in our lives. But yet here in Wyoming, marijuana, gay sex, things like that, they're off the table. Now, you talk about guns and you talk about whiskey all day long. So it's really interesting that, you know, here in Wyoming, we are taking a stance like this. I mean, again, anybody, this is crazy. We here at the Mountain Weekly News, we support medical marijuana. We support legalization of marijuana across the United States. I mean, across the world. The days of the reefer madness are over. I know what alcohol does. I've watched it kill people. I've watched it kill my father. I understand what prescription pills do to people. Yeah. So again, be careful in Wyoming. You know, if you want to smoke pot, I guess you got to go to places like Colorado, Washington, Oregon, just progressive states. And speaking of progressive states, there's a new event taking place this year. It's called the 420 Games. 420 Games, yes. It's going to be taking place in Los Angeles at the Santa Monica Pier. The first event is going to take place in March, And then later this summer, there's going to be events in Boulder, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Denver. And essentially what the 420 games are, this is a way to destigmatize the millions of responsible people that use cannabis and are able to have amazing athletic achievements. I can't talk about anybody personally that's using marijuana in sports. I don't think they'd want me saying that. But, you know, most of the ultra runners, they use marijuana. Most of the surfers I know, they use marijuana. Most of the snowboarders I know, they use marijuana. They might not use it all day, but, you know, for injury recovery at the end of the day to relax or to let your muscles relax, wow, talk about an amazing substance. And so, yeah, the 420 games, this is going to be really cool. They're doing a 4.2-mile run, which is just over a 5K. So you literally can sign up to this event, you can show up, and you can be with a bunch of like-minded people that aren't just stoners that are sitting around getting fat on their couch playing video games. No, there's a very different group of people that use marijuana for their daily lives. So this will be a great event. Now, this isn't somewhere to come and smoke, but if you want to smoke beforehand, albeit. If you want to smoke afterwards at your house or you want to eat some edibles, right on. Speaking of edibles, yeah, if you're in California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, you're probably not going to have problems. But Wyoming, fuck. It's really silly. It's one of those things that makes me question why I live in a state and support a state and run my business in a state that is completely ass backwards in some of their laws. So along with the 420 games in Los Angeles taking place in Santa Monica, it's not just a 4.2-mile run. After the run, there's going to be a concert taking place by Pato Bantan. I mean, talk about awesome. So if you support marijuana, if you're interested in running, or if you just want to kind of see how quote-unquote stoners operate, go check out the 420 games, 420games.org. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. The gentleman that's putting it on is named Jim, and he's the guy behind snowbomb.com. So anybody in the industry, you're probably familiar with Snowbomb and what Jim's been doing over there. Let's see, we're going to move up to Canada now. Oh man, British Columbia is starting their wolf call. If that sounds like wolf kill, it is because it is. British Columbia is starting a wolf call. According to the Wildlife Defense League, a Judas wolf is being used to guide sniper teams to the remaining packs of wolves. Wow. So British Columbia, the Canadian government, is hunting wolves via helicopter, and they are snipering these wolves. I have to think that they're not familiar with what happened in Yellowstone when we reintroduced the wolves 2 decades ago. You know, all this wildlife came back. I mean, the park, wolves are here. They're here to stay. These are natural animals. And anybody that doesn't want wolves here because they're a rancher or they're somebody that's, they're worried about the caribou population. I mean, give me a break. This is nature at its finest. And, you know, if you're killing wolves so that other people can come out and kill caribou, I don't feel that's right. So it was really shocking to hear that something like that is taking place up in British Columbia. Hopefully they get their shit together and they stop killing wolves, because I'm not going to go support somewhere that's snipering wolves from a fucking helicopter. I mean, if you want to go out there and kill them, go out and hunt them. Try and hunt a wolf on the ground and see how that works for you. So, yeah, that's what's going on up in Canada in regards to the environment and animal life. Back to snowboarding. Transworld Snowboarding just did a really cool article. I really dig what Transworld's doing from time to time. I check out their website, and I highly recommend that you do as well. For anything snowboard, you know, mainstream media news, Transworld, those are the dudes. Anyway, they did this article, The Adventure Mobiles of the 2016 LBS Bank Slalom Race up at Mount Baker. And this was really cool. It had, you know, pictures of Scotty Whitlake and his beat up Toyota truck. And then it showed Mike Bassett and his, you know, dope, you know, big truck and his tow behind tiny home. And it was kind of a mix of dirt bags, you know, the Whitlakes. And then, you know, the trust funders, there was, I'm not going to name his name because I've already gotten kind of called out about it, but there's a gentleman from Jackson Hole that very, very wealthy gentleman, young adult pro snowboarder. And they've got a picture of him in his swank Toyota Tacoma with the Bigfoot topper. And it says that he hasn't had to pay rent the past 4 years. Well, yeah, no shit, because his parents are fucking billionaires and they live in Jackson and he's sponsored. So anyway, I thought that was funny. I'm not going to say his name, but yeah, take a look at that article. I love what Trans World's doing. They get it. I was kind of surprised by that comment. Maybe they were trying to be funny. Who knows? But yeah, that's Trans World for you. More snowboard news. From August to December 2015, sales have been down across the entire industry. Sales in the snow sports market nationally were down 4% in dollars, $2.85 billion. That's a lot. Outerwear sales, this includes shells and fleece tops. Those finished down 3% in dollars sold, and that was $1.2 billion accounted for. That's 40% of all dollars spent in snow sports. So let me backtrack here. That was a lot of data. 40% of all money that was spent on snowboarding this year from August to December was in outerwear, specifically in jackets. So this, you know, there's a reason that we talk about jackets the way we do. You know, jackets are something people tend to buy year after year. A snowboard, you shouldn't be buying a board every year. And I'm sorry if that offends people in this industry, but we've got a lot of waste. And if you're only making a snowboard that lasts for one season, you're doing it wrong. And I would much rather see a brand come out and say, you know what, this is a board, it's going to cost you $1,000, but it's going to last. So maybe that's something that the industry takes note of. But anyway, yeah, that's really interesting that 40% of all sales were in outerwear. So we definitely will continue to review jackets. One thing that we've been asked to review is pants. I feel that snowboard pants are kind of the least sexy, the least cool thing out of the whole group. You know, it's not a jacket, it's not a board, it's not bindings, it's not, you know, your boots. I mean, it's pants. However, you look around and everybody's pants are just beat up and duct taped and ripped. So yeah, we'll start talking about pants more in the future. Snowboard sales equipments were also down 4% nationally. And that was down, that was a total of $17.6 million. However, snowboard sales were down 4% nationally, but snowboarding saw a 25% increase in sales across the Western U.S. Well, yeah, no shit. Mount Baker was going off. There was snow out in the Northwest. I believe Mammoth's been having a good season, Big Bear. Everybody's been getting it. So this is good information. The only other thing that's kind of a bummer is AT sales were down, and AT sales were down 8.3%. AT sales also include splitboard. What that is when it's snowing at the ski resorts, people aren't buying splitboards. When there's bad winters, people start splitboarding. And that's something that one of the marketing directors told me. There's a lot of brands that are actually kind of pulling back from splitboarding right now. So we'll see if that's a smart move or not. But for all of us, our livelihoods are affected by the winter. And they might not be affected today or tomorrow, but a bad winter today is going to affect you in 6 months to a year down the road. And this is something that I'm always dealing with. And I know that if you're listening to this and you work in the industry, you're also dealing with this. So, you know, we really want to pay attention to weather, whether it's global warming, climate change, shit is changing. That much we know. And we all better be prepared, especially if we're putting our livelihoods. And for those of you with families, if you're putting your family's livelihoods in the in Mother Nature's hands, because it is really that simple. I mean, you can create the best product. I can review the best product. If there's no snow, people are over it. And that's just something scary. More tech news data. Snow sports specialty sales decreased 5% overall. Northeastern specialty sales fell 16%. Midwestern specialty sales fell 19%. However, on the Rocky Mountains in the Pacific, we had a 13% increase in sales. So again, East Coast has had a bad winter. They're not selling. I can imagine what this would be doing to a small snowboard shop on the East Coast. I mean, they have to put these orders in. They buy all this gear, and then it doesn't snow. I don't know how many people are rolling into ski shops to buy gear when it's sunny out and it's not snowing. So yeah, weather affects every single one of us. This week, I am going to be testing a couple different boards. The first on my test, and I'm really, really stoked to test this out, is a split board from a company called Cold Smoke Split Boards out of Colorado. These guys are making handcrafted split boards out of the Elk Mountains. They ride out of Crested Butte, Gunnison, that area, the Elk Mountains. It's an absolute rowdy, I mean, that's the best place to ride in Colorado. So Kyle and his crew are making these incredible split boards. The shape of this split board has me absolutely frothing as a surfer. I mean, it's got this crazy kick nose, crazy kick tail, very, very lightweight. This is the split board that won Backcountry's Editor's Choice Award the past 2 years in a row. You might be wondering again, who the hell is Cold Smoke Split Boards? Well, just because a brand doesn't have the money to advertise doesn't mean that brand isn't good. And that's something that we really want to help talk about. Some of these, you know, help get the brands that are kind of below the radar. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to going out on the Cold Smoke Split Board this week. I also got the G3 Black Sheep Split Board just sent in. So as soon as I finish up the Cold Smoke Split test, I'll be out on that. And last but not least, I've got a Capita Spring Break Solid Snowboard. This is a massive boat hole looking surf shape, definitely condition specific. So as soon as we get 15 inches plus, I will hike my ass up glory and try and get some some big turns in. That's pretty much it for this week. You know, I just want to remind everybody to stay safe in the backcountry, find good mentors, and remember that our snowpack is rotten. And regardless of what happens over the next couple weeks, couple months, it looks like the Northern Rockies are going to have a great late February, early March, early April. I think this winter is not going to let up for a long time, and we need it. I was over it. I'm sure you were too. It's snowing again. Life is good. So thanks again. I really appreciate your support. And do me a favor, if you like this podcast, please send it to a friend. We haven't put it on iTunes yet, but that's our next step. So for now, you can find the podcast. It'll be on the Mountain Weekly News. It'll be on our newsletter. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. And then I'll also post a link up to facebook.com. So again, I really appreciate your support. This is Mike with the Mountain Weekly News. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 9 of Everything Snowboarding and More. Wow, it has been such a fun ride, and I look forward to another, 100 of these episodes. So thanks again. I look forward to seeing you out there, and go make a good powder turn. It's good for the soul. Peace.